cloak sits regarding the soft glowing curve of the Endor moon that lies beyond the radial viewport. Slowly, the chair spins. Only half the man's face can be seen. The lines in it have deepened considerably. Flesh sags from the jaw and the jowls, and his mouth is cast in a feral grimace that is somehow also a troubling smile. That face with that mouth is like a rotten piece of bag cloth with a knife slash cut in the fabric. The rest of his countenance is hidden in the shadow of the black hood. It has been many years since Rax has seen Palpatine up close. The awfulness he once saw cast upon the man's face has been carved into his skin and made flesh. The sight of the Emperor robs him of breath. It steals from him a measure of strength, and his knees nearly give out. Palpatine has the presence of a collapsing star, and the consumptive void that results from it. It draws you in. It takes something from you. It is a flensing, frightening force. But Rax stands tall, as he once did on Jakku.
"Come,"
Palpatine says, a rigor mortis.